Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast, and happy Halloween, or belated Halloween. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy, and we're your partners in crime, wine, and time, because we're going to be in your ears for the next hour talking about some crazy shit. And Sarah, I just realized that your last name rhymes with Halloween. So does
yeah, I just realized that too, and I've been alive for 29 years. Like, also, my birthday is a week before Halloween.
Oh, I know. Wait, so this really is your full-on Scorpio in. Yeah.
I'm actually a Libra. I'm one day removed from Scorpio, and it is a point of pride. But I do feel like I am very much a Libra because I'm indecisive and try to be diplomatic.
I feel like if you're on the cusp during Halloween, you should be called a Reese's Peanut Butter Cusp. And that's just me making someone who does astrology merch. So you're all welcome.
That's cute. I really like that.
I think that's adorable. Yes.
I want to ask you your zodiac sign, but then people are going to be like, why did you spend 10 minutes talking about zodiac signs?
We're like, oh, you wanted to hear about the zodiac killer, not that I'm a Taurus.
We misunderstood.
I'll read the DM sober next time. Yeah.
Yes. But first, before we get into today's topic, which is spooky season themed for sure.
Spooky season themed, yes.
Let's play some headline hunters. Danny?
Okay, so the first headline that I saw that made me stop in my tracks was that a rare blue moon will bring a Halloween 2020 treat to the skies. And I was really nervous about this. Well, because when I saw this, I was like, oh, the world is ending. And I was kind of like, that only makes sense. And it's kind of prophetic, I guess you could say, because the last time that this happened was World War II. So it really
oh my
is
God.
On the nose.
I'm just going to yeet myself off a bridge.
Yeah. I'm just going to go up. I'm going to look at that blue moon and be like, take me away. I'm going to sing all of Pocket Full of Sunshine. Just take me away.
Legit.
And hope that I start a new life on the moon. I love that movie Away, the Netflix show Away. So here's hoping.
Okay. But you know what also hasn't another weird like celestial event? Mercury is in retrograde. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really not an astrology bitch, but like I low-key am sort of. Like recently, but I think I just need something to believe in. but Mercury is in retrograde until November 3rd, which is Election Day. The last time that happened was the Bush-Gore election. So,
fuck. Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. The stars are just like, no, we're not going to cut you a single fucking break. So,
yeah, unlike what Paris Hilton thought, the stars are blind. And while that song is a bop, they can see everything and they're messing with us because they have nothing
else.
The
stars are just like, fuck you. I believe it. The other headline that we wanted to talk about, I mean, it's kind of a nothing burger headline, but
nothing.
4 years ago today, Sherry Papini went missing, right?
Yeah, she went missing right before Halloween and came back right before Thanksgiving. Yeah. She just didn't want to be with the family, you know?
I mean, I get that. And we did a whole episode on that mysterious disappearance. No real answers. We couldn't solve this one. I do love when people message us and they're like, we'd love you guys to investigate this. I'm like, we're not good at, we don't solve anything. Like, this is not serial.
Could you imagine me and you renting a car and going to a scene and looking at dirt being like, huh, something happened here. I would just be, it's like, it'd be like me like trying to do drunk directions when I'm like trying to find which way a bar is. I'm like, this way? And then I would just get nowhere. I find nothing. Criminally and cocktail-y.
That's like your tweet when you would just be looking at the crime scene like sips iced coffee. Interesting.
I'm like, guys, wait, this is actually crazy. Oh my God.
And I would also be like, Yeah, I would also be like the worst investigative reporter because I would ask someone a question and I'd be like, hey, do you want to talk to me about the murder of whoever? It's totally fine if you don't. No pressure at all. But like,
I'm so sorry to waste your time. Or yeah. If they're like cute too, you're like, okay, wait, let's like do this over like drinks. And then I'm like, okay, we found nothing, but I found love, which would be my lifetime crime solving show.
I mean, oh my I do God, it's love like a that date- for you.
Yes, detective dating.
Detective.
You have dating. Two people on a first date trying to solve a case. That's actually really a fun idea.
This would be a fun show. I'd watch it.
Okay, so we know Nancy Grace now. We got to pitch some shit to Oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
That's besides the point.
I love that. Well, today's crime, we actually did talk about it in a previous Headline Hunters, and I was like, okay, we have to do this one. It's very on theme. It's spooky. It's disturbing. All the things you guys seem to like because we're all twisted people. It is the murder of Judith Barcy, who was someone in, I think, the Facebook group let us know that she was also the voice of Ducky in Land Before Time.
Oh my God. That makes me so sad because that movie was like my movie growing up. Like I would watch all the time and I love Ducky.
I know. We were all like, Jaws 4, whatever, but Land Before Time.
I know. No, that's my shit. I'm like, I sound like Ducky. I'm like, maybe I am Judith. Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I sure hope not, but like... okay, so I mean, this case is actually just really sad, but
it was reignited from another sad murder mystery of Quibi. Quibi was murdered this year. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it was reignited from Quibi, and we'll get into that too.
Yeah. So Judith was born on June 6th, 1978, to parents Joseph and Maria, who were both Hungarian immigrants. She starred in Jaws 4, The Revenge. She voiced Ducky, as we mentioned, in Land Before Time. She also appeared in Saint Elsewhere, Growing Pains, ooh. I think Cheers as well, like a bunch of TV credits. Shows.
Yeah.
I know. This girl was like 8 years old and her star was on the fucking rise.
Yeah.
Crazy. An interesting thing was that she played a girl who was killed by her father, and the character of the father was a Green Beret in the TV movie Fatal Vision in 1970, which is just kind of sadly fitting for what happened. Yeah. And then a little bit about like her like early life. She looked a lot younger than her age, which is part of the reason she was so successful, because she could play younger kids. And she was also really short.
Okay.
Her estimated income was about $100,000 a year. And this is back in like late 70s. So
holy shit.
It's gotta be a lot. Yeah. And I think she was just a typical like happy go lucky kid. But her acting schedule took her out of school, which made her miss her friends. But, you know, typical happy child, very talented, very cute.
And seemed like she was going to become the level of like a household name type of situation. Like, cause like she was getting her acting chops in, kind of getting everywhere, being known.
I feel like that would have happened for sure. Yeah. I mean, you don't just go on Cheers for nothing. Come on.
No. Well, she could have been, like Christy Alley. She could have been calling out Christy Alley right now.
Oh my God. Otherwise, I would pay. That would have been, someone needs to call her out. Like why has no one done that?
Kirsten Johnson did, cause they always get mixed up for each other. So she really dragged it to filth, which I did love.
Wait, is it bad that I don't know who that is?
If you Google her face after this, and you'll be like, oh my God, I actually love her and everything she's in.
There we go. Yeah. I love those people.
I think she was in Third Rock from the Sun, which I love.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
So, Judith died when her father shot her and her mother in a murder-suicide in 1988, so she was 10. Basically, he shot and killed his wife before pouring gasoline on their bodies and then set them on fire, which is truly terrible. Judith was found in her bed and her mother in the hallway. And then Joseph went to the garage and shot himself. And the fire destroyed the interior of the house. So in terms of like why this happened, it's actually a pretty like textbook domestic violence.
Abuse gone extreme.
Yeah. Like there's really no mystery there. Maria, who was Judith's mother, had told her neighbor Eunice that Joseph became abusive and threatening when he drank. She was considering divorce. And she even had an apartment that she used for like to escape during the day. And she was thinking of moving there. As a side note, when a victim decides to leave an abuser, it is literally the most dangerous time for them. So again, this is all pretty like very, very tragic.
Do you mean it's like the most dangerous time because it's when it's getting the most real, or when they leave, that's when the abusers will most likely act up the most.
Yeah. The second one, because, and I pulled this from just the National Center for Domestic Violence. But basically it's just like they have nothing to lose. So the danger of violence turning fatal is like the highest when you leave or are trying to leave. And then, I mean, there were also just like some marital problems. Maria had told the neighbor Eunice that she worked too hard on Judith's career to lose her family. So there was some reluctance to leave.
I do feel like that happened. I mean, not to this degree, but whenever you have a lot of child stars kind of popping off, their family gets so like, you look at the Lohans. I mean, they have never done something like this, but the parents are so messed up because you have this kid raking in money. And then they are like, oh, I want the attention from that, but I want the money from that. And then I'm also like, who am I? Why is my kid richer than me? I feel like so many emotions come up with it.
The Lohans. I mean, even Britney Spears. Like, it's so weird. I don't like the idea of like child stars. I feel like it fucks everyone up. Like the everyone kids up. Fucked
besides,
up.
Besides
Hillary Duff.
Truly.
And JoJo.
Yes. And JoJo. I mean, legends. Listen to her new Christmas album, guys. It's so good.
Yes. Okay. And also a few days before the murders, Maria had told this neighbor that she can't leave town because she said he'll come after us and kill us, and he's threatened to burn the house down. Oh, God. And Maria had also planned to cash Judith's $12,000 federal tax refund check that day before Joseph could get it.
All right. So they obviously, this was kind of like they were being well known about how Joseph was kind of abusive and a tyrant and treating them poorly. But also on the flip side, Joseph was very open about the fact that he was planning to kill his family. He like told people that this was something he wanted to do, which A is a weird red flag because it's like no one.
Like, what the fuck?
No one intervened. No one was like, hi, actually don't do that. Or like, hey, we're going to arrest you now.
Well, they sort of tried, but it was sort of, this gave me like Gabriel Fernandez vibes, sort of, in which the system just completely failed this family.
Fucks it all over. Yes. So, because when Judith left to go to the Bahamas to film Jaws, Joseph pulled out a knife and said, if you decide not to come back, I will cut your throat.
Which doesn't even make sense.
Because it's like, if she doesn't come back, you can't go to the Bahamas, dude. Who's buying her
exactly. If she doesn't come back, you're not going to be near her. And that would have been for the best. But also, this girl's like 10 years old. She doesn't have autonomy. She's not Natalia, the Ukrainian orphan.
Yeah, she's not actually 30. No, she doesn't know what this is. And then it's her dad. So she's like, okay, I'll listen to you. What's happening?
Like, what's she going to do? Just not come back? Like, this is a 10-year-old.
I know. They didn't have Lunchables back then. 10-year-olds didn't have the meals they could just eat on their own.
That's oh my God.
I mean, if I was 10 on my own in like the early 2000s, I'm like, cool, I got a Pop-Tart. I'm good for a week.
I mean, I guess. I'm not Matilda. I couldn't offend it for myself, I don't think.
I know. Oh, I want that cake though. but then, so after this, Judith's agent said that Judith seemed super distressed when she got back. She was even like plucking out her eyelashes and her cat's whiskers, which is just such a telltale sign of like stress.
Yeah.
And like a habit that people get into when they're very stressed or under some intense pressure like this is. He also apparently told his friend, quote unquote, 500 times, which is not one.
What the fuck?
Not two, 500 times that he was going to kill his wife.
Now, this is annoying because not once, I mean, I'm sure the 500 is like an exaggeration, but not once did this friend decide to do anything.
Right. Or also, I'm like, I never understand when things like this is like, get a divorce. Like, I don't know why people, it's so intense.
I mean, this guy was clearly so fucked up and like evil and like out of his mind.
And I'm sure he didn't want to leave like the, not even the limelight, but like being in the tangential.
I mean, that 100K a year, man.
Hey, let's do it. So this was going on then, because 500, it wasn't like 500 in one night. This was going on for 5 years, these plans, these ideas. So that also was like
these threats.
Judith's life too, which is heartbreaking. So yeah. She was just in like, she was born into a tense household, started working, started making the family money, and then was just being berated with threats her entire life. What's even sadder is that Maria had gone to the LA County Department of Children's Services for help in May 1988, but the case was closed 1 month later, which kind of is to Sarah's point that what the fuck, what is the grounds for this case being dismissed? Like,
right.
It's, so a watchdog group was asked to review the case, which was the first time in its 4-year history that was done, which still.
Because I feel like that's sort of a silver line. Not really. But that just speaks to like how overlooked this was, that they had to get another group to look over what the fuck happened.
Exactly. And that this is like a rare occurrence type of thing for cases too. I feel like cases should always get multiple glances because there's just inherent subjective views on a case that someone would have when they're reading something. They're like, oh, well, this is that. And then, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like you need multiple people to kind of check out things, which I mean, still doesn't fucking happen. But then cut to in December, 1986, Maria filed a police report. So this is a few months after her going for help against Joseph, accusing him of choking her, hitting her in the face and threatening to kill her. To which the police said that they found no visible injuries. And eventually she declined to press charges because if the police are going in and immediately doubting you, what are the charges going to do?
I don't know if it was like a few days later and there weren't any visible injuries anymore. Yeah. There is also like, you know, of course, like domestic violence victims are going to be afraid to press charges. So yeah. Like all that is completely understandable.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, exactly. Because like she realized that like it was her experience too, realizing that the system wasn't for her in this instance.
Right.
Where she's like, okay. Because also, I mean, like it still is hard, but even back then too, it was like, oh no, that's your husband. You know what I mean? People are still kind of in that main mindset.
Right. I mean, also,
abuse. Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of this was like emotional verbal abuse, which like a few articles said that they just like didn't know what the fuck to do about that back then. That's not what the article said. I'm paraphrasing, but like.
No, I think that was a direct quote. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Direct quote from the Times. We don't know what the fuck to do, but it was a lot harder to intervene and stop.
That is kind of how, because like the Times now, because whenever I run out with an article, I try to finish it on my own. Of like when I hit the point where it's like, you have to hit the paywall. I'm like, I'm not paying you shit. I'm like, I'll connect some dots. So maybe it did say that for all I know.
Maybe. Who knows? I know, right? So then this case kind of just came into our collective consciousness. And by that, I mean the two of us.
All of us are big talking about this year.
Because we found a headline that the house was on a Quibi show called Murder House Flip. I think Quibi is the perfect place for this because I would not want to watch like a 45-minute HGTV thing about this because that would just be so long and drawn out and annoying. Like 10 minutes is actually probably perfect.
That's actually so true. 10 minutes might even be too long. Because yeah. I feel like on HGTV they'd have a neighbor being like, well, they always had magnolias in the front. And you're like, okay, what the fuck am I? Why did I spend 10 minutes with this neighbor talking to me? Like, just show me the house.
Like, I just really want the before and after. And also, like, I don't need shots of, like, the homeowners in a hard hat pretending to chop down a wall.
Yeah,
or, like, remove a cabinet.
I don't even deciding. And especially because I feel like that would get a little bit cringe for a show themed about a murder house. Because, like, oh, my God, what throw pillow should we get? And it's like, huh?
Super cringe. Yeah. So yeah. 10 minutes. Perfect. Maybe the only good thing to come out of Quibi.
Probably.
So basically this these people moved into this house and claimed it was haunted. So Gabby Bernal, who was one of the homeowners, said, when we first moved in, we didn't know anything about the house, which I thought was definitely weird because I looked it up. It kind of depends on, I couldn't really find like super concrete things on the statute. But if you live, like in terms of, okay, in terms of like realtor disclosure. So if you live in California, any death on the property has to be disclosed, but only if it occurred within the last 3 years. The seller also has to disclose any known deaths in the home if the buyer asks. But then again, like, who the hell is asking? Did someone die in the house?
Who died here? Yeah, no, exactly. But yeah. I do think I'm like, oh, maybe because I was going to say, because I Googled the address, stuff like that. And then I saw, but probably these were just sparked up because of the Quibi show. So maybe they weren't making as much headlines back then.
Yeah. But the other thing is, I found on realtor.com that says, like, violent deaths are a different story, and sellers in most states are required to disclose an event like a murder on the property. And I mean, they didn't state which states, but I would be surprised if California was not one of them. So,
and
also, part of me is like, did you really not know?
And also, wouldn't you think because he burnt down the house, which ripped up all the interior and ruined that? So they would have to, I feel like, have that on a document of like, not maybe not how, but extreme interior repairs had to happen at this random time.
Know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about buying a house, but I'm just like, how could you seriously not know? And then if I didn't know, I moved into a murder house and then found out later, like, I would be suing the shit out of that real estate agent.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, but I was saying too, because I also feel like you can get senses from houses the second you see them, and you can get a vibe of something spooky. Because in Bly Manor, which I binge, which no one should watch because it's not good.
It's not good. I heard it was good.
From who?
Actually, well, I don't know. Maybe just the Netflix trailer.
The Netflix is probably saying it's good. Well, it's not scary. It's very much, it's kind of like if Carol was Halloween themed, like Carol the lesbian movie, which like I love.
Carol Baskin? She did come out recently.
She did. Yeah, she did come out as bi. So maybe she would like Bly Manor. There's a lot of makeout scenes happening, but no like scariness. So I'm just feeling single and not spooked out. So,
which is just me normally. Actually, normally I'm single truly. And spooked out. So.
Yeah, so maybe you love it. Maybe it's like your homeostasis. Yeah.
Okay, that's annoying. But apparently this family moved into the house and they soon began to feel a dark presence around them. Then they discover the murders that happened. Take that what, at, you know.
Oh, I know. I'm also kind of laughing because I'm like, what is the relationship that you two have, the people that moved in together? Because like we felt a weird presence when we moved in together. I was like, maybe, sure, the house could be haunted, but maybe the relationship is...
To. Yeah, like apparently
they should have seen a therapist, not
I don't know. Producer. They said the garage door would like open and close by itself and you could feel cold spots in the house, like all your traditional like ghost stuff.
Hauntings,
exactly. Also, Gabby originally slept in the same room as Judith and she would have these terrible nightmares.
I know that's and like in the same position of the bed and everything like that. And that was what I saw they were talking about. Like one of the things they really wanted to fix in the bedroom particularly where she was shot was that the wall that the bed would face. And they didn't want to replace it with another wall or anything. They wanted to make it French doors, which is cute because it's like goes right to the backyard. But they wanted to be like these sliding like bright doors. And I wanted to know why. And my theory that's not proven by anything, but I kind of think it's right.
I love those.
Do this because if it's haunted, that I feel like Judith would always go back to her bedroom, A, because that's her bedroom. And also, that's the last place she was alive. So she would stare, laying in her bed, being so mad, thinking about all the memories from the wall, replaying everything. So then if they rip out that wall and then she goes, so the next time she went to her bedroom and was going to be mad again and everything like that, she just sees these sliding French doors. And it's like, oh my God, that's my backyard.
Huh.
Oh, like that's my outside and like goes outside and like plays.
Interesting. I do like that theory. So where do you fall on ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts?
Fully, madly, deeply, yes.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't fuck with them. I don't like to research them. I don't like to do a ghost. I'm just like, hey, you do your thing. No, exactly.
I was literally like, Danny, can you cover the ghost part of this episode?
Oh my god. Oh no, this is fine to like research like this, but like I'm not gonna like go to the house.
Oh.
I'm not gonna do a Ouija board. Oh, I barely squeegee, so I'm not good at Ouija. Like, I'm not going to fuck with any of that. I don't want to piss them off, like, ruining their space. I want them to be chilling. Exactly.
Is there something that made you believe in ghosts or just a general feeling?
I feel always a general feeling, but whenever I would see, like, I would have people go to mediums and they would get, like, read so well. And I saw one time at my old job, we had this medium. He had a show on, was it Oxygen? It was like, he was like a driving medium. And I was kind of like, I was like,
diners, drive-ins, and mediums.
Like, I'm like, okay, that's and every divine, Uber driver like, I've been in. I'm like drunk in the back. I'm like, how'd you know? But they, he gave a reading on Facebook Live, because when Facebook Live was like a big thing, to my boss. And like my boss got read, and then he just would randomly get sentences from other people in the room. Everyone was crying. It was all these specific things. And I was like, oh shit, like the spirit world is up and alive and well and everything like that. And I feel like you do get senses when you walk in a place. I'm like, ooh, there's something up here. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I don't believe in ghosts, but I would kind of like to. Ooh. Like, I like the idea that after I die, I could fucking haunt the people who've annoyed me.
I mean, right? That's kind of a nice feeling.
I would want to be a ghost. I don't give a fuck.
I would just be waiting online at TJ Maxx playing with all the things in the aisle. So if you ever want to see me in the afterlife, just go to any TJ Maxx near you. I'll pop
right
over.
If you're ever in the line at TJ Maxx and something weird drops out of the aisle, then you know it's Danny's presence.
Buy it, because I think if it's like a nail polish, it'll look good on you. I'm just,
oh my God.
Oh, I'm going to be cast the for the ghost. Helpful sheet. Oh my God. I'd be the best.
Yeah.
People would be so lucky to have me haunt them. Are you kidding? Oh my God.
They would. You'd be like refilling people's wine glasses. Yes. Best ghost
I'd be
ever.
Unplugging a phone after they like send a text. I'm like, don't read it. Yeah.
You would delete people's texts. Oh, I love this. Okay.
Oh, I should. Okay. Okay. New plan for the afterlife. All right. I'm excited.
I love this. Wait, so what's this part about this amethyst crystal?
Okay, well, this is traditional. Because let me tell you, I did not watch this show. I don't know who these people are. I never downloaded a Quibi. And this is when the show got so LA or so California. When the way they tried to heal the haunting was they put an amethyst crystal in there because those promote calmness and healing. And I'm like,
okay.
I don't think these ghosts who were brutally murdered need to have a crystal. Like, soon they're gonna like put like spirulina or whatever in like a smoothie and like leave it at the bath, like the bedroom, be like, she'll have this and feel healed. Like, I'm just not, it's not like a jade egg. It really pisses me off.
Like, all right, are we diffusing lavender oil? Like, yeah, relax.
Exactly. Like, that's like what I think they kind of pivoted to. They're just like, just honestly, like, journal and like give them a dream journal and like maybe like set them up with like a Peloton and like the just like be so fit and happy.
There
and
we go.
Their body and it's done.
There we go.
F that. But I mean, Gabby said that after the house was redone, though, the bad energy left, which I don't totally, I'm like, maybe it did heal.
Okay, here's my, I mean, I think that these people just obviously went on a show to get a free home renovation. Like, I don't think that any of this story is true.
Well, because
like you would just have, I really just feel like it would be some insane misconduct or whatever they call that in the realtor world. I'll have to ask my mom or Chriselle.
Oh my God.
But I'm just like, you can't not disclose that you had a brutal murder occur in your house.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that just goes against like, not like as Elle Woods would say, like the law, the rules of feminism, that goes against the rules of real estate. Like, you got to say like, hey, by the way, a bitch died. I remember one time I was looking at an apartment just because I was like after brunch and I had like a few wines. And like, let's just like look to buy an apartment, not to like actually buy.
Yeah, totally.
But then we went into like an open house and I was like, oh my God. I was like, wait, actually, why is this place so cheap? It's like insane. And then the realtor was like, oh, well, a woman was killed here. And I was like, oop.
They were nice. Shit.
I never sobered up faster. And I was like, okay, thank you so much. And the second she said it too, I like felt everything. Like I looked at everything differently. I was like, oh, the sponsor
really?
Was like staring at me. It was weird. So I ran out.
I kind of want to do a ghost realty show with you. That would be fun. Cause I'm pretty skeptical. I don't know that I believe in ghosts, but I'm open to it.
Wait, I would love, oh my God. Like air, like, yeah, like paranormal B&B or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Or like truly a crime. Ah, okay.
Okay. We come up with too many good shows on this podcast and.
Yeah. No deals. Like what's happening no deals. Here?
So rude. I'm sure also we're going to get a million realtors. If you are a realtor in California, let us know what the deal is about disclosing murders in a house.
Yeah. And if you're a realtor in New York, like I would love to like send me fun listings just to look at because I just love to look at Street Easy.
I love when I like go on a run in my neighborhood and I'll see a for sale sign and I'll take a picture of it. I'm like, oh, let's look up how much could it be? And it's like $2.7 million. I'm like, oh, great. Like, that's just really
insane. I'm like, how did we get to here now? But maybe in May when my lease is up, everything will go down. That's what I'm hoping for.
Ooh.
But also this is my question now, because you don't believe that you're skeptical that Judith is haunting the house. But now that this house is redone, and now that we know Quibi is canceled, do you think that the ghost of Quibi will be haunting this couple?
Well, I think yes, but in a more literal way, because I think that they're just going to have to forever live with the fact that that is embarrassing. And listen, they got a home reno out of it. I assume that's they true. Didn't have to pay for it. Because like, why else would you go on those shows? I don't know.
I wonder if people go to their house now to like drive by it, like Streisand effects, and everyone's going to go look at this. But I don't think that many people watched Quibi. So
that's the thing. Matter. But on the other hand, I'm like, you don't go on a show if you don't want attention. But also like,
that's true.
What the fuck is Quibi? Like nobody, I don't know a single person who's watched it, except for maybe Dylan, my assistant editor, because he wrote articles about it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. But so like, but he had to for his job.
Like, yeah. I'm who's watching Quibi for fun, to be honest.
No, exactly. I mean, I've heard there were some cute shows on it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Like Chrissy Teigen Court.
Yeah. And I heard the money was good when it was good. So like good for the people who got some Quibi cash. Yeah. But I'm worried too, that their sex life will only last 5 minutes now too.
Oh my God. That's how long Quibi 10. Is. Give them 10.
We'll give them 10. Okay. We'll
as long as a Quibi.
As long as a Quibi.
Oh my gosh. Well, we had another fun game to close out this episode. Not really a game, kind of.
Kind of a game. More of a, you guys are all rehashing your past with us, which is my favorite type of game.
Yes. So.
Because I was laughing because it's like, we were talked about a haunted house, but we were like, what is more terrifying than a haunted house? And that is a haunted Hinge date.
Oh yeah.
Those Hinge dates that are just full ghost on ghost on ghost. And they're usually not Casper friendly ones either.
I know. I believe in this type of ghost because it's happened to me countless times.
Oh wait. Yes. What is your ghosting story?
My ghosting story. Well, I have many, but this is the craziest one.
Oh my God.
So I had gone out with this guy. It was like our second date. And I slept over, whatever. And And we had like, he invited me, this was I think a Saturday morning. He'd invited me to something on Thursday and I was like, sure, I'll go. And then he's like, oh, but when am I going to see you again? And I'm like, Thursday. And he's like, no, but before that. And I was like, well, I'm not really free like any other days of the week, but I was like, but I'm free tomorrow. And he goes, all right, great. Tomorrow it is. So,
Okay, Orphan Annie, like, what the fuck?
I mean, that's not like his exact words, but he was like, all right, cool, we'll do something tomorrow. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I had said like, oh, why don't we do this? Like, let's go to this place. And he's like, great, what time? And I'm like, I don't know, around X time. And then he never responded again.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And that was after he was the one begging.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're like, and I wanted my Monday free.
It was so insane. I was just like, why would you go through every, I mean, at least I didn't like show up at the place and get blatantly stood up, but I was like, damn, this is so aggressive. Like you could just not say the thing if you don't want to go.
Yeah. Just fade out on Thursday. Why make me go through all these hoops to plan my schedule around this plan that you weren't going to do?
So fucking weird.
Oh my God.
That's my story.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it. And these are some fun stories from our Facebook group, Not Another True Crime Group. Join, laugh, cry with us in there. I'm not putting anyone's name because I didn't ask if anyone wanted their names in it.
Yeah, it's safer this way.
So this first one was, I was quote unquote talking to this guy and brought him around our friend group, and he ghosted me, but would go to lunch and hang out with our best friend guy instead. So like he would go, he ghosted the girl, but would hang out with all the guy friends that he met through her. Then she said, I mean, I still slept with him because of who I am as a person. And then he ghosted me again. So boo. I know.
No.
I truly was like, ooh. I was like, I want to get on a shirt because of who I am as a person.
Oh,
because
same.
That's the realest shit in the world.
Honestly, this is relatable. I'm right there with this person.
Sometimes, and I mean, you can quote me on this, sometimes oral over morals. You know what I mean? You just gotta.
You gotta put that on a shirt.
Yeah, if you haven't voted yet, you can write me in. I'm completely kidding. Please don't. But that should be, that should be
holy
something.
Shit. That is so fucking good. Okay, here's another one we got. Okay, not a ghosting story exactly. I went on a blind date with a guy my friend set me up with, and he brought another girl. He said he wanted to make sure he had someone to go home with if it didn't work out. Oh my God.
I don't even know how that is real. Like, that is insane.
The audacity of people.
And I kind of was wondering when I first read this, do you think he was trying to have a threesome?
Yeah, but that's not the way you do it.
Be upfront. No, not, don't do that. Because if you want to have a threesome, like, put that on the table. Don't bring Jen in the Uber with you to be like, hey, I know this is just my girl. Like, and the fact that she like sat with her, you know what I would have done if I was them?
What?
I would have had the dinner, had a few drinks, go to the bathroom and leave. That's when you dine and ditch on them to pay. Never 100%. Dine and ditch to have the restaurant pick up the bill. But if you're with a shitty person who brings someone else, they can split it. Because it was supposed to be a meal for two. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean, the thing is, if I ended up on like a surprise 2-on-1 date, I would obviously stay for the story to be what's happening here? But yeah, dine and ditch on those people would definitely be the move.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this next one is, years ago, I wanted to get out of a date. Oh, because I like this one because it's very on theme too. Yes. Years ago, I wanted to get out of a date, so I pretended to see a ghost and declare I was going to visit a palm reader when he told me he doesn't believe in spirits after I asked him what he was doing for Halloween. Wish I could have gotten a photo of his facial expression. So I like that you went spiritual. I know. I didn't like, and I'm like, I guess maybe ghosts, believing in ghosts is a real thing for this girl. Or she's like, I know that it would like deter a bitch.
Wait, so I'm just kind of confused, like why that was the only excuse that she could use to get out of the date.
But I will say,
like, are you like, dating the ghost?
Girl, and if so, if you're Whoopi Goldberging it in the movie Ghost, which is so good, all power to you. But I will say there are times whenever you hear someone do an excuse, you're like, oh, what the fuck excuse is that? But then when you're in the shoes to come up with an excuse, and if you're on the spot, the times that I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm training for the 2024 Olympics. I'm like, what? Like, you know what I mean? I'm pulling shit out of everything.
Oh my God.
Dumpster diving for excuses. Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay, our last one is kind of a long one, but
it's a doozy, but the turns it takes.
Oh yeah, it's worth it. All right. I met this Air Force guy in late September 2008. It moved really fast, and he was sleeping at mine most nights within a few weeks, which, sidebar, I do feel is normal for military types. Anyways.
That is true. Yeah.
She goes on to say, I couldn't stay at his because he lived at the dorms on the base. He also didn't have a car, so I would pick him up and drive him back to base at like 6 a.m. Honestly, I've done that shit, so whatever. No shame.
Yeah, you drive for dick sometimes. It happens.
You do. You become a fucking Uber driver. An unpaid Uber driver.
You get off and drop them off, yeah.
After a month or so, he's talking marriage and having kids and shit. I was 21, see, I told you. Then, after maybe a month, he calls and says he's being sent to Turkey for 8 months. I'm like, well, fuck. And he asks me to wait for him. And I'm like, I mean, I guess we can try. So we go to a Halloween party at his friend's house, meet all his friends. Everything's going great. They want to go to a bar after, but I wasn't feeling great. So I dropped him at the bar and never heard from him again. Whoa. I must have called him 500 times, left hundreds of messages, tried to find his friends on MySpace, LOL. And ask him,
2008.
Oh yeah. And ask him what the fuck, or ask them what the fuck happened. I even called hospitals because I thought he had died.
Oh no.
That's so sad. Like 3 months later, I get a message from him explaining how sorry he was. He was actually engaged the whole time, lived with his fiance, and she was 7 fucking months pregnant. Oh my God.
No.
He was actually being sent to Turkey, but decided he didn't want to cheat anymore and wanted to make a family. So instead of actually fucking telling me that, he just ghosted and made me question my sanity. Asshole. Holy shit. I have to agree. What an asshole.
Holy shit. What an asshole.
To the max.
To the max. And also the turns this all took. And also the girl did say that he did give her oral herpes too. So that's just the icing on the fucking cake. She put that on. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Can I murder him? I shouldn't say that.
And kidding. Quibby. But do you think if you were in her shoes, would you tell the wife or no?
Ooh. I mean, honestly, yeah, because I would want fucking revenge.
That's I was
not because I'm a good person. Let me make that clear.
I want that in writing. I'm not a good person.
No,
I know. I think it would be something I'm like, I'm going to be the bigger person, but I would think about it all the time. And I would just be like, hey bitch, guess what? And then boom. And also that's so weird that he just wanted to like start a family. Well, you could have been you made a family already. You were having a family when you were doing this cheating.
Yeah. So what a fuck.
Oh my God. I mean, this girl has a story for life, and I wouldn't blame her if she swore off men forever.
Yeah, I feel like I've sworn off men forever for much, much less. just getting sort of left hanging one day.
Yeah, sometimes I do it if like my Postmates is delayed. I'm like, fucking everyone. Right? Yeah, so I mean, I don't even blame her, this bitch, for all. But yeah, some insane ghost stories.
These are some wild, yeah.
These are scarier than any horror movie you'll watch this weekend.
True. Well, they're at least scarier than The Haunting of Bly Manor, apparently.
Oh, I mean, okay. Oh my God. If you want to watch two women make out for 40 minutes at a flower shop, which I mean,
I kind of do.
I mean, more power to them. I mean, they're hot. So I was like, this is fun. But then I forgot halfway through that I wasn't like watching Degrassi, that I was watching like supposed to be like a horror movie. And I was like, or show. And I was like, wait, what? And then I'm like, it's a cute flower shop. It made me kind of want to open one. But it's the girl from You who looks like Hilary Duff, who also looks like Kat Dennings. So she's really good in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And the kids, because there's two like, not kids, but like toddlery age or whatever age. I don't know, children. But they're scary as shit because kids just scare me even when it's not Halloween.
That is real as fuck. Okay. We've come up with a lot of good merch, including kids scare me even when it's not Halloween.
That's great for Betch's mom, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah, perfect. I feel like we should get some more ghosting stories in the group. Join Not Another True Crime group. Just tell us your ghosting stories. We can all commiserate.
Oh, we'll all commiserate. I'll post in the group after this week's episode about a date I went on, because we don't have the time now. A date I went on with someone who was a fan of Joe Rogan and told me that masks weren't real and that tomatoes would kill me. So like, oh, we have stories that we can
share. So recently, okay.
Yes, it was a recent my one night only Dream Girls Edition social distance date.
That sucks that it wasn't good. Oh my God.
Thank God I had like brought my own wine where I just chugged it and called an Uber.
Love that. Well, guys, join the group. It's really fun. Follow us on Instagram. NATC pod. Oh my God. I was just overcome by a ghost just now. Yeah, sure. Ooh. Let's go with that. You can follow me on Instagram, Sarah Lameme.
You can follow me at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
And please rate, review, subscribe wherever you are listening to us.
I know. I'm loving people are adding in a third icon we can have with JoJo and Hilary Duff. There's some good ones. Yes. Keep them coming.
Avril
is one. Kiki Palmer was one. Yes.
Oh, I like that.
We got some fun ones in there. I'm into it. Yeah.
That's fun. So yeah. And thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. And don't get ghosted.
Betches.